Okay, your text number here is 0833 99 103. Earlier on, we heard from our reporter in Molesworth Street of, well, looking at the hundreds of people looking for the passports. Stephen Kieran joins us. Want to have a rant about this, Stephen?
Never. Me, Declan, never. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning to you. What about the possibility of sending up a business, in this economically depressed time, maybe, of doing passports? I mean, the Israelis can do the Irish ones pretty easy. What about other people?
You took the words from my mouth. Indeed, maybe we should send it on to Tel Aviv. I was listening, actually, to your contributor for Impact this morning, and I have to say, it didn't sound that encouraging. He seems, I think I mentioned before, some of these people seem to be living on a different planet. I think he's living on a different universe. Plus, he was actually incorrect in that the deal he said that was on the table, the government clearly required 1.3 billion. The union's proposals actually didn't come near that. As was mentioned, I think they leaked the plan, and I think the final nail in the coffin was when Sheila Noonan told Pat Kenny that the teachers would take the 12 days off during school term. So I think it's actually the union's fault themselves that plan failed. They torpedoed it themselves.
And was it signed and sealed?
No.
That was my understanding, but Stephen was contradicting me constantly about that.
Well, my understanding, and I actually rang a friend of mine who would be in a position to probably know this, and I said, absolutely not. They were talking about it, but it was leaked to the Sunday newspapers by the union side before anything was sealed. And then I think the INTO comment on Pat Kenny really enraged people, and that totally scuppered to any chance of it. Plus, the key point was the 1.3 billion wasn't there anyway, so it wasn't going to happen.
Right, so what's the point in talking about it?
Well, I think they should talk now. I mean, I absolutely agree that I think everyone has the right to strike, but you don't have the right to attack democracy and attack the most vulnerable people. I mean, I heard a lady yesterday on Liveline who was distraught. She said she was going to go on hunger strike. She needed her passport. We now see there's 30,000 or 40,000 passports waiting in the queue, hurting the public, hurting children, closing down welfare offices. I don't think will do any good. If I was involved in the unions, I certainly wouldn't be advising them on their current tactics. And I think a key point is the message it sends internationally. Because yesterday we had eBay announcing 150 jobs. Today we have LinkedIn announcing the fact they're going to set up their European headquarters in Ireland. But for stories, say, appearing in papers such as the Wall Street Journal or the New York Post, saying that the Irish Public Service are trying to bring down a democratic government, are just self-serving rather than serving the public.
Do people take notice of those? Say it's just another industrial strike, you know?
I think they do. I mean, the Global Village might be a cliche, but certainly people look at... I mean, for many years, all the people knew about Ireland was the fact bombs went up in the north. They had no They didn't know the difference between Belfast and Dublin. When financial papers start reporting that the public service are basically involved, I think, in a cowardly action, if they want to go on strike, fine. But as you said yourself, they can't go out. They can't throw down their full salary and not do their job. I mean, if I didn't answer my phone, I mean, if your colleagues Claire and Owen came into work and refused to answer the phone, I'm sure they'd be quickly shown the door.
All right, well, your solution is?
Solution is, I think they are certainly talking, but I mean, I think it's a bit unfair. In most civilised societies, when the employer and the union start to engage in talks, the unions have got their way, they want to talk. They should discontinue their action, see what the labour relations, the LRC will do, and hopefully out of that they will come forward with a plan. However, I do think they are, some of the leadership is delusional in some of their ideas. I know, talking to friends who are teachers and other public servants, a lot of them are very unhappy. They want to do their jobs, but many of them are feeling bullied by a small minority.
All right, let's see how it pans out. We might hear from Molesworth Street a little bit later on, see how it's going there. Okay, Stephen, thank you very much indeed. This is Stephen Kieran in Ballinaclash there. Stephen, regular contributor and, a supporter of Fianna Fáil.